Look here, if everyone acted like you, the world couldn't go on. That's a damn silly thing to say. Everyone doesn't want to act like me. The great majority are perfectly content to do the ordinary thing. And once I sought to be satirical. You evidently don't believe in the maxim, act so that every one of your actions is capable of being made into a universal rule. I never heard it before, but it's rotten nonsense. Well, it was Kant who said it. I don't care, it's rotten nonsense. Nor with such a man could you expect the appeal to conscience to be effective. You might as well ask for a reflection without a mirror. I take it that conscience is the guardian in the individual of the rules which the community has evolved for its own preservation. It is the policeman in all our hearts, set there to watch that we do not break its laws. It is the spy seated in the central stronghold of the ego. Man's desire for the approval of his fellows is so strong, his dread of their censure so violent, that himself has brought his enemy within his gates. And it keeps watch over him, vigilant always in the interests of its master, to crush any half-formed desire to break away from the herd. It will force him to place the good of society before his own. It is the very strong link that attaches the individual to the whole. And man, subservient to interests he has persuaded himself are greater than his own, makes himself a slave to his taskmaster. He sits him in a seat of honour. At last, like a courtier fawning on the royal stick that is laid across his shoulders, he prides himself on the sensitiveness of his conscience. Then he has no words hard enough for the man who does not recognize its sway. For, a member of society now, he realizes accurately enough that against him he is powerless. When I saw that Strickland was really indifferent to the blame his conduct must excite, I could only draw back in horror, as from a monster of hardly human shape. The last words he said to me when I bade him good night were, "Tell Amy it's no good coming after me. Anyhow, I shall change my hotel so she won't be able to find me." "My own impression is that she's well rid of you," I said. "My dear fellow, I only hope you'll be able to make her see it. But women are very unintelligent."